Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy! We love Weedsy.
Welcome back into the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Layla has the day off today. We will be back at full strength tomorrow when Layla does return. This segment with Dan Wiederer is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7, 1-833-PLUM-911. What up, Weedsy? How are you, sir?
I'm good. Grody, we've been stacking together these Victory Mondays or Victory Tuesdays here for more than a month, and we'll see if the Bears can keep this streak going and attach some more relevance to the season, which has suddenly got a little bit more promise than we expected.
Well, I didn't necessarily expect to be playing off of something that is in your open, and that is the famous Dennis Green and the Bears are who we thought they were, but I am going to. Are we starting to figure out who the Bears are? Is there an identity growing? Are the Bears running in defense a familiar formula? Is there an identity for this team, dear Weedsy?
Well, there is an identity forming, and I think it starts, Grody, with a level of mental toughness that should be able to allow them to continue having success and building on the success that they've had. I don't think any of us expect them to push this winning streak up to 10 over the next 2 months, but I do think that there is a group here that has taken a bunch of different tests over the last month and passed them all. Mm. And I thought last week was a significant test in the sense that it was a short turnaround that taxes you physically, it taxes you mentally. You're also trying to get back up after a very emotional win on a Monday night stage against an opponent that comes in at 1-5 and struggling. And the fact that the Bears responded to that test, and granted, they could have ran away with that game much earlier had it not been for the end of the first half, the start of the second half. But I do think that there's a lot of promise in the way that they got themselves reset and ready to play football against an opponent that they should have beat and did beat without trailing.
So because my partner here, Mark Grody, wanted to go big picture first, I'm going to stay with that big picture and say this, that team that they're facing this week, it seems like it measures out to the next logical step of testing, right? Right. You go back to last season. What I loved about the Bears' schedule is that they went non-conference for so long and kind of built their way up. And then, of course, after the bye, we saw what happened after that trip across the pond. This time, they're going up against a team that we know is going to be better at running the football. So that whole can you really stop the run thing becomes a lot more self-evident depending on what happens in Baltimore this week, right?
Right. They've got a five-time Pro Bowler in fullback Patrick Kikkaard, who hasn't played this week but might be back this week. And so that adds another level of power to that Ravens running game, which is going to be very difficult to stop. This is a now or never game for the Ravens. There's no way around it. I don't think any of us would have sat here back in the spring and said that the Bears would be three full games ahead of the Ravens when they were headed to Baltimore at this stage of October, but here we are. And so the Ravens have to respond to their own test. They're coming off a bye. Their injury problems that have been a problem through the first, you know, six games of the season, they have an opportunity to be healthier this week. And so I think this is certainly, if not the biggest test the Bears have faced, the second biggest following the Detroit game in week two. And we'll see if they're able to kind of get in there and show that they belong with some of these upper-tier teams, even though the Ravens have struggled through the first month and a half.
It's Raheem Harris and Grody. We're talking to Dan Weider of The Athletic and of the Take the North podcast, and certainly talking about a Bears 26-14 win over the Saints here on The Score. Dan, what was the best part of the Bears' defense, in your opinion?
Well, I'll give you a specific play, because I did think that the Nashawn Wright interception was the spark that the Bears needed. We talked, you know, in week two, the Bears lost that game on Monday night to the Vikings that slipped away from them. And it was like everybody was waiting for the spark, and the spark never came. And then the game just slipped away. And yesterday's game was unfolding in a way where you're like, man, this is just sloppy. They're getting some prime field position. They're not cashing in on it. They're settling for field goals. It's a 6-0 game where if you let an opponent like the Saints hang around too long, you're going to create your own trouble. And then Nashawn Wright not only came up with the interception, but the big return. And then after the return, the Bears did what they did only once yesterday, which was turn one of those takeaways into a touchdown with a run-driven possession that DeAndre Swift ended up in the end zone with. And I just thought that was the moment, right, that kind of gave them the juice they needed to finish that game. Grody, this takeaway binge here, it's probably not sustainable at this level, but you certainly can sustain it at some level. And I think it's been very, very encouraging to see the defense play with that type of opportunistic mindset and just with the playmaking ability to get it done.
And Nashawn Wright, I know we talked about this on the podcast a little bit, but Nashawn Wright has been a very interesting character, I'll say, for the Bears. He is all of 6'4". He's a long dude. And it just, like, he's had his moments this year where he's been burned. He's made some crucial penalties, but he makes big plays. How do you describe Nashawn Wright for the Bears this year?
Yeah, like, and I had the chance to talk to him for the first time early in training camp, and I just remember being struck by his gratitude for the opportunity, for you know, just having an understanding that he was reunited with Al Harris as his secondary coach, that he had a defensive coordinator who saw some gifts in him that he could utilize, and he was going to go ahead and maximize every bit of opportunity he had. Remember, Jalen Johnson was not ready when training camp began, and so Nashawn Wright stayed where he was during the spring, which was running with the ones, and he understood what was there demand-wise from him and what the Bears were going to need from him in coverage. And so, look, any cornerback in this league is going to have some difficulty at times and get beat for some big plays, and you just have to have that short memory and then make some big plays of your own. And we've had a few from Nashawn Wright here, whether it be the pick six in week one, the big fumble recovery that set up the game-winning drive in Washington, the spark play yesterday. And so you see a guy starting to put some of those skins on the wall, and it's encouraging to see, because it's a player that was, you know, cast off in two other organizations and found an opportunity here, and it's maximized it. And you and I both know the secondary is going to have to stay strong. Tyreek Stevenson left that game with an injury yesterday, shoulder injury. We'll see where that stands this week. They're going to play a pretty high-powered offense in Baltimore, followed by a really good receiving core in Cincinnati. And so you better have full strength in that secondary, and the starters who are available better be able to make plays.
Dan, last week we were talking about Montez Sweat in a way where I felt like he finally kind of broke through a little bit at the end of the game against the Commanders with some big plays in a crucial situation. And then he starts this game off by setting the tone for all of the chaos that we saw the defense provide going up against a not good Saints team. Let's not make any bones about it. But what did you think about the Tez effect being back seemingly?
Well, look, you want splash plays, and you want them not only every game, but preferably every quarter if you can find them from guys who are paid as highly as Montez Sweat is to disrupt the quarterback. Spencer Rattler gave them a bit of a gift on that first turnover because he did not have two hands on the football while trying to navigate a muddy pocket, and Montez hit him on the right shoulder, and the ball came out, and Jervon Dexter was there to recover it. You need to commend Montez Sweat for those contributions and then tell him, okay, big fellow, what's next, right? Because that's what you are being paid to do at that position, at that level. And so he's got to understand that's got to be a regular occurrence. That is how he's being compensated, and that's where the expectations go with him. It's been good the last couple of weeks to see him make some of those impact plays that get the defense moving in the right direction, and now you just want to see that continue in week 8, week 9, week 10, all the way through the end of December and January, so that you have a chance to be playing as much meaningful football as possible within this season.
Weedsy, Caleb Williams, 15 of 26, 172 yards, and a pick. What did you think of his performance? And you and I were both in the Caleb press conference. What did you get out of that?
Layered here, Mark, it really is. And I'm through a quarter and a half of the rewatch today. And it just, for the first time all year, Caleb looked uncomfortable for almost the entire game. And you can see it almost on every drive where he's not quite settled in at any point during that football game on Sunday. And it's not a surprise that his passing yards total was a season low, that his passer rating was a season low, that he threw a bad interception in the first half, that he just seemed to struggle by his own admission. He sort of passed up some opportunities to scramble for production and in exchange for trying to make a play happen by running around behind the line of scrimmage. And I think there were probably two or three instances where we watched him kind of trying to turn a play into a circus. And we're kind of just like, hey, man, either get rid of the ball or do something else, because this is just getting a little bit wild. And you don't want to do that too often and for too long. I think his play on Sunday was a little bit concerning, and I think particularly when you talk about some of the mistakes, and I know Drew Dahlman took responsibility for some of the quarterback center exchange issues, but you've got to be much cleaner than that, particularly when you're going into the teeth of a schedule here over the next six games that are going to require higher-level quarterback play. Did not think it was Caleb's best moment yesterday. We'll see how he responds this week.
Do you think, by the way, that the reason that maybe he's not taking the gimmies when it comes to using his feet, that it's kind of been drilled into him, because we've heard him utter it many times, get the ball to your playmakers?
There's just a feel thing here, and Caleb's been really good up until yesterday of understanding when to take off with his legs and get positive yards and then reset and regroup from there. I don't know what malfunctioned yesterday and why he sort of seemed hell-bent on making plays with his arm. You know, we talked forever during the Justin Fields era that all the tuck and run highlights were terrific, but eventually he had to become more of a scramble and throw guy, you know, and a guy that could make plays on the move with his arm, and he never really could get there. Caleb is kind of in the hybrid mold of being able to do both, and he just didn't have the right balance of it yesterday. We'll see how the Bears kind of correct that and grade it as they go forward. But that was one of many issues yesterday that sort of popped up that left you kind of scratching your head and saying, as Ben said after the game, it's always easier to coach harder after a win. And I think the head coach said it was going to be a truth-telling Monday up at Halas Hall. We'll hear some of that truth later this afternoon when we're up there.
Joined by Dan Weider, the senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears, also co-host of the Take the North podcast. Yeah, so Dan, I want to know about this running attack as you see it, because I had to point out to Mark that they're not just good, that they're seventh in the league right now in rushing yards per game after finishing bottom 10 last year in that same category. Do you feel like this offense has turned the corner as far as establishing that Ben Johnson pound and ground running game?
Well, what I love about Ben is that, you know, like when he was hired here in January, we all knew the production in Detroit, and a lot of people had this impression that it was just all razzle dazzle and it was creativity and artistry and gimmick plays at times. But he is such a devoted believer of having a ground game that can carry you. And the ground game had to carry them yesterday. Again, with the struggles that the quarterback was having, you had to be able to lean on that. And the fact that they went into the bye week intent on finding solutions and came out of the bye week with solutions is incredibly encouraging. It tells you about the direction of this coaching staff. It tells you about their ability to make simple fixes, right, and not have to reinvent the wheel, but then just show guys, hey, if we can get our combinations cleaned up here, if we can get our perimeter blocking better here, if we can create a little crease here for DeAndre Swift, he's going to find it. And the fact that DeAndre Swift has had two incredible games is very encouraging. The fact that Kyle Manungai was a really good compliment yesterday was encouraging. And so that's just a performance you have to build on, because they leaned on those guys up front. They leaned on their backs, and all those guys responded in a way that gives you a belief that that's a huge part of your offense going forward, whereas 3 weeks ago we were like, what's wrong with the running game?
This segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. It is Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score. Layla has the day off. Layla will return to us tomorrow. Just looking at a couple of the rookies here, Dan, and you know, Ben has been taking advantage of, you know, his veterans, it feels like, more than ever right now. But Colson Loveland, 3 catches for 24 yards. Luther Burden had 1 catch for 22 yards. And I guess we could package in Cole Kmet as well if we're going to do a tight ends motif. 1 catch for 16 yards. Those are three guys who we all, I think, in some cases expected to be a bigger part of the offense, and certainly expect in the future for them to all be part of it as well. Do you think this is just kind of a trust issue right now in terms of what Ben Johnson is trying to do and get those guys the ball?
Look, the offense has got a lot of wrinkles to get ironed out here as they go forward. The passing game in particular needs to be more consistent. It needs to be more reliable. I never expected Burden to be a major impact player this year just because of the way that that receiving core pecking order was set up and the fact that he missed a lot of time during the spring and early summer and had to play catch up in a lot of ways. And so he'll find his moments. He'll find his moments to make splashes, and they'll keep him going there. By the way, I just watched the Colston Loveland offensive pass interference penalty not long before I came on here. I'll write the letter to the league office for Colston, because I don't know what you're supposed to do there to avoid a flag being thrown on you. It was a very iffy play call there that you know, and the Bears have been on the wrong end of a few of those over the last, you know, 8 days here. And they're going to have to figure that out. But you would like to see the tight ends unlocked more in the passing game. And I think that's an answer that Ben's going to be searching for. We saw him find answers to unlock the running game. Maybe that's the next step here, is finding a way to get their tight ends more involved in the passing game. Cole Kmet, as you mentioned, left the game with a back injury yesterday. So his status going forward is going to be worth monitoring as this week unfolds, because if he's not available, then that changes a little bit of the dynamics of what you're going to be doing with Loveland and Durham Smythe.
I just want to go back to this week, because it seems like the most pivotal week of the season so far. And maybe we'll say this every week because they're on a winning streak right now, right? But literally what this team is capable of, in my opinion, hinges on whether or not they can go to Baltimore. They don't necessarily have to win the game, but they have to show that, hey, we're playing on these bad teams, but we can also do it against teams that we're supposed to challenge for something this year.
So you rewind yourself to middle of September and you saw a similar game on the schedule with the division champion Lions in their building. And you were like, okay, again, like you just said, Marshall, you don't have to go and necessarily win the football game, but you have to show that you can be really competitive and locked in for a game against a really good opponent. And that game in week 2 was a disaster. The Bears lost by 30 plus points, and we all left that building going, oh God, who can take more of this? They've obviously found their stride since. They haven't lost since. And now you get another huge test against a team that's got flaws. Don't get me wrong. Like, they're going to be healthier. They're going to be hungry. There's going to be a lot of things working in the favor of the Ravens. But they are vulnerable, particularly on the back end of their defense. And so one thing I've loved about this coaching staff with Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen at the forefront is they've been really, really good to this point in year 1 of finding answers that are opponent-specific. And so they've got another puzzle to put together this week with the Ravens. We'll see if they can put it together successfully. And I do think you're right. Like, this is a huge measuring stick game against a team that's been a Super Bowl contender for the last 3 or 4 years. And so this is a good test to take at this point on your schedule.
Dan, I know the presser is coming up in a little bit over an hour with Ben Johnson. How many questions do you have ready for the head coach? 19 to 23 or so? What do you got?
How many do you think I can get off today, Grody? I've got a long list. I'm starting to prioritize, you know, the top of the list. Do I get 3 or 4? Can I get 3 or 4off today?
Do you like to go later, because then some of your questions are asked by other reporters and then you can figure out which question might not get asked by another reporter?
Good question. I like that.
I like to hit leadoff, Marshall.
Okay.
And I like to get greedy.
Because you like to get the second
get
at bat
in the middle, and then try to get a third and fourth at bat if I can, and we'll see what's available to me today. We're back in person today, Grody. It was a home game yesterday, so we get to go up at Halas Hall. That makes it easier. It's really hard to unmute yourself on Zoom when the mute function is locked by the Bears, and so we'll see if I can get a little aggressive today and get some questions.
Get those answers.
Sometimes it's better that we're organized and we're not all talking over each other, but it does preclude us from getting carried away with our follow-ups. Dan, you're the best. Keep up the good work on that podcast you're doing.
Appreciate you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Weeder, co-host of the Take the North podcast.
I like going in the weeds with Dan
Weider.
See, you didn't bring it up to him.
Well,
man.
I'll do it next week.
You had a chance. I mean, that could be a good segment on Take the North, in the weeds. But our whole podcast is in the weeds because that's what we do. You get a little bit extra on the podcast. You get a little bit, like, you got to read between the lines sometimes because Dan and I know stuff.
How long did you go yesterday?
We went 30 minutes. We usually do the post-game goal is 20 minutes because people just want a tight, nice, like, get that wrapped up. Put a bow on it. Tell us everything in 20 minutes. I think we went about 30 minutes yesterday because it was a win. It was a win. So
you're going to be going 30 minutes this week?
Yeah.
too early. My bad.
Probably not. But usually in losses, there are things that become eventful, as you have figured out through the years, Marshall Harris. When we return, guys, I see the phone lines are locked up. What's up with that? Unlock the phone lines now. Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano, who are doing a great job of producing the show, along with Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, all helping us out here today. We appreciate that. But the phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Anything that is on your mind about the Bears or other stuff, I'll make it a call anything. Whatever is on your mind, I am open to that. That's dangerous territory.
Be careful. They're going to tell you why Shohei Ohtani is not the greatest player of all time. That's our text line is blowing up with that right now.
Yeah, it is. It is, because I brought up Babe Ruth as the greatest player of all time. Was he even real? Was Babe Ruth even real? And if you need a question, is this 4-2? Does this 4-2 feel better than last year's 4-2? That's right, folks. The Bears were 4-2 last year, and then bad things happened. 312-644-6767. Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lalo Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I love being here. Yeah, I love being with this group of guys. Yeah. You guys work your damn off. Yes, sir. Right?
But four ain't enough.
Yeah.
Four ain't enough. Let's talk about that.
The Bears like you and want you, Dennis Allen. Let it out, man. You wouldn't let it out to the media leading up to the week, but that game meant so much to Dennis Allen. You could tell as he was busting out all sorts of tricks, dialing up Kyler Gordon and Tremaine Edmonds and just calling a great game. He saved some stuff for his old team, that is for sure. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score, Layla has the day off. She will return tomorrow. We're going to get to some of your calls. I see you guys. We're going to get to you in about 20 seconds. Quickly, though, you are so jacked up about this Wednesday. Tell the people why really quickly.
I don't know if you know, but
yes.
This Wednesday is the start of bull season.
That's right.
The Chicago Bulls playing a home game. Who are they playing again, Robbie? The Bulls?
Are they playing the Detroit Pistons?
Well.
They're at home. Chuck Swirsky was just running up and down the hallways here.
I just saw Chuck.
You can hear those games right here on the Score.
Absolutely. So Chuck and Bill and Alyssa come back to life. They've done the preseason games here on the Score, but it gets real on Wednesday.
And you're going to be watching, right, Mark Grady?
I'm going to be watching every Bulls game this year. I'm looking forward to talking to you and Layla throughout the season about Bulls basketball. But before we get to your calls, Chuck Swirsky just told me that the Bears will go to the playoffs. He has been steadfast in that. I asked him, just to refresh, I asked him one more time, and before I could even get the question out of my mouth, he said yes. Yes.
It's like, why are you asking me questions you already know the answer to, Mark?
He also said he wouldn't be surprised if the Bears made a trade this year.
To get what? Did he say what position?
What?
Well, I don't want to give... I don't know if he's comfortable with me naming names. So
name?
He was naming names back there.
Oh.
So I don't want to put that on Chuck's resume right now if he does. I'll let him say it.
Okay. Because he'll be back on at some point.
Yes.
Well, I'd just like to add, since we are talking about the Bulls, it's a big day tomorrow.
Oh, what's going on tomorrow?
Show, Bulls.
We have a big guest.
Wait, who?
Big Bulls guest.
What?
From down under?
Oh, no. We've got Giddy on tomorrow?
Oh, yes. That's right. 1 o'clock. Josh Giddy. We also have great friend of the show, Adam Amin, that will join us in studio 1225.
That is nice back half of the show. Gearing up for the Bulls season. I can't wait.
That is a
They say never meet your heroes, but I'm meeting them tomorrow.
I'm kind of scared for that part.
All right.
Mute his mic. Well, mute his mic.
That is awesome. The play-by-play voice, the television voice of the Bulls, and Josh Giddy, the freshly minted Josh Giddy. Will he be in studio with us as well?
No, he'll be on the phone.
Okay.
Sorry, Robbie. You won't get to see him in person.
That'll be too much.
I could hand you the phone, and you could say hello to him.
That'd be like Harrison Ford coming in.
Hi, Mr. Giddy.
He would turn into like a fanboy, fangirl in that moment, I believe.
I love your triple double.
I do have a question for him, though.
Okay. All right. Save it up. Let's get to these phone calls. Kyle and Zion. Sup, Kyle? You're on the Score. It's an anybody for Kyle.
Hey,
Kyle?
Guys, how you doing today? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kyle. What's up, bud?
There you are. So I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on the running back position, you know, coming out of the draft. I know that there was a lot of talk about how they didn't address that enough, and we weren't sure if DeAndre Swift was going to be the guy, weren't sure what was going to go on with Roschon Johnson. And fast forward to today, it seems like most of their wins is on the back of DeAndre Swift, and Kyle Manunga has been doing really well. So I'm just curious to see if you think this will sustain, and do they still have to address the position? You know, were we all overreacting, or just what are your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the great questions. And to go back to the draft, I mean, the Bears were listening to and hoping for a potential trade up for Ashton Jeanty. I know they were interested in Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. They end up with Kyle Manunga. But Marshall, he asked a great question that we are kicking around too. DeAndre Swift has had back-to-back legit 100-yard weeks. You can't expect that every week, but if you can get, you know, between 85 and 100, or even say 75 and 100 and catching a few passes, is that good enough for the Bears? It certainly looks good enough right now, but I do think you could always use more help in that. In a Ben Johnson running backs room, you probably could always use help.
I liken it to when DeAndre Swift was in Detroit. They immediately went out and got an even better running back when you talk about Jahmyr Gibbs in the draft as a first rounder. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that is the approach this offseason, to go and restock the cupboard, if you will, with, you know, let's say you get a raise at work and you might buy a little higher quality the next time you go to the store and have something that you need. You need a running back, but it's always nicer to have a nicer running back. You know, rent a car. You want to get a nicer car this time because you got a little pay bump. That's how I think they should be looking at this situation.
One of my alcoholic sponsors once said to me, he said, "Hey man, you're not Gap, you're Nordstrom's. You're better than that." You know what I'm saying? Like,
not even Nordstrom Rack, just straight to Nordstrom.
The good Nordstrom. All that stuff. It's still pretty hard to afford all that kind of stuff, though, I got to tell you.
I just think that with this Bears rushing offense, I've seen enough to say I'm going to give Ben Johnson the benefit of a doubt as far as, and Ryan Poles, to see where this running back's room actually takes us as constructed. But if they make an upgrade, I'm not going to complain about that either.
By the way, I'm very Gap. Joe is in Evergreen Park. Sup, Joe?
Hey, fellas. I was wondering if you saw what I saw yesterday when Tyreek had a borderline sideline hit on somebody that probably could have been, how the refs were officiating, could have been called a penalty. And then lo and behold, he came up with a shoulder injury. And I was wondering if that was the play that he did it on.
Don't know, to answer your question. Tyreek Stevenson, as the assembled media was hoarding around the Bears locker room, and we had to wait a little while for the cool down period so the Bears can celebrate and they can do their loud celebration. I did see Tyreek Stevenson kind of zip out. He did not, I mean, you can't really tell when a guy has a shoulder injury, so he wasn't favoring it. I didn't see any sort of rap on it or anything like that, but that's just from a distance. So the answer to that question is I don't know. And for whatever it's worth, too, we mentioned, we haven't talked a lot about the injuries today. Cole Kmet with a back injury. Hopefully we'll get an update from Ben Johnson today, but he too kind of scooted out of the locker room. Is their prerogative when they get injured, kind of scooted out as well, so it can't call it. But it wasn't like Cole Kmet wasn't like holding his back like an old man, or, you know, limping or favoring it in any way, shape, or form. But when you hear back, that has to scare you a little bit.
I think for me, if there's going to be a trade made between now and the deadline, DB is where I'd be looking, with the Jalen Johnson not knowing if he's coming back. And now it just seems like they're really thin because of the couple of injuries that we saw at the outset before the season even started.
That's such a great call. Yeah. And, you know, Nashawn Wright's been making big plays, but he's also been getting beaten sometimes. And like that is, Ryan Poles has identified that, as a lot of GMs have, as a premium position. So keep getting better there, stacking guys. Travis is in, where is Travis? I can't tell on my screen. Where is, oh, he's in Bloomington. Oh, we talking about Bloomington Normal or Bloomington, Indiana? Oh, my Redbird. What's going on, man?
Yeah, your Redbirds grow.
Love the Redbirds, Travis.
Bears.
Birds. Bears, birds.
Hey, have you guys heard anything about a possible timeline for when Johnson might return? I just heard you guys go on about that real quick.
I was just thinking that before the show, and understanding that obviously he doesn't believe he's out for the season. And the fact that we haven't heard from him, you know, he is a contributor here on The Score. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me tell you something. If you do hear from him on Spiegel and Holmes in the next, I don't know, month, 6 weeks, I think that's an indication that he's ramping up to a point where he's getting ready to make a comeback. But I don't expect him back before week 16 or 17.
I mean, if the sky did fall and we happen to make the playoffs, that would be a big boost, I think.
Travis, Chuck Swirsky just told us that the Bears are going to the playoffs.
What?
I agree.
Okay. All right.
But there's only one slight thing here. The main reason I called, there's a little tension between me and my son.
Why is that?
Well, as far as accuracy goes with Williams, I mean, during the whole draft process, I thought that was supposed to be one of his main attributes. And from what I've seen, it just doesn't seem – I don't know. I just haven't seen the accuracy I was expecting, even after the progress through last year and then into this year. We're into the middle – towards the middle of the season. I'm just not seeing the accuracy that I would expect, you know, a little more growth in that area. But I thought that was – wasn't that supposed to be one of his main attributes coming into the draft?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I have the same criticism, if anything, about Caleb and what he's done, not just this year, but just as an NFL player. I've specifically when you're talking about throwing the ball 15 yards or more down the field, I don't believe he's been accurate enough. And I think that's why this Baltimore game this weekend, Grody, is a perfect test. You just heard Dan Weider talking about it. On the back end, that's where Baltimore's defense is a little shaky. And so I don't know that there's a formula for the Bears to beat the Baltimore Ravens on the road against a healthy Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry without him being able to test the secondary on the back end.
Travis, have a great day. Say hello to Bloomington Normal for me, will you?
Well, go Bears.
Go Bears. Bears.
Look at you guys helping him. He had tension between him and his son, and now you guys resolved it. Now he can go and tell his son, the score told me I'm right and you're wrong, son.
Look, the Bears have been causing tension between father and son for years now. Father and son relationships are hurting because of the Bears.
But usually it's because, why are you making me watch this team? They're bad. Why do I have to be a fan of this team? They're bad. But that's not the conversation that's being had now. Now we're into the finer details of the game, and I think that's progress.
I think so, too. It's like when we put Patrick Manley on 20 milligrams of Lexapro. He talks about the children having to
see
this.
You made me prescribe it to him. No, I just have all this Lexapro just hanging around.
Yeah, well. I know. What did I tell you about that? Get it out of the area, man.
Well, I've been selling it to little kids.
No.
Whoa. We have not been selling any prescription drugs.
I'm kidding.
It's all a work of fiction.
Hey, go just after kidding. Him, man. Yeah. You guys come after my "that's what she said" jokes. That was pretty dark there.
Yeah, that was
that's pretty dark. You know what? I'm turning the radio off. That's it. I've had it with that, Robbie. When we return, we will end it in grand fashion, the fashion in which you can love or not love the meatball.
No, you love the meatball machine.
Do you think everybody loves the meatball machine?
If you don't love the meatball machine, why are you here?
That's a good point. I stand corrected. Everybody loves the meatball machine, and we have put together the best of the meatball machine. And mind you, again, four straight wins for the Chicago Bears. So let's see what the meatballs tell us next. I'm Remy Harrison Grody on the score.
You're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey, guys, check out this meatball machine.
We're about to meatball. Coming up in just a little bit, we will transition with Spiegel and Holmes. Looking forward to talking heavy-duty Bears with those two guys. But for now, Robbie Triano has selected the best of the meatball machine for you here on The Score.
So when I went through the meatballs, I was like, you know what? Bears won. Everyone had to be excited. Well, the meatballs today were a little more down than I thought.
Okay. I'm losing my mind, right? If I'm saying that I didn't feel that great after beating the Saints, I've got to be losing my mind. Because this is the first four-game win streak since 2018. They haven't beat the Saints since I was a junior in high school. And yet I'm sitting here and I can't help but look at how bad Caleb looked against his former teammate who he took the job from at Oklahoma and clearly just played so shittily. It was so bad. Like, what the hell, Caleb? Why did you play so bad? But Kamanunga and DeAndre Swift looked like a dollar store version of Sonic and Knuckles, so that was fun. Four in a row. Like, they haven't done that since 2018. Holy shit. Go win another. Let's keep winning ugly.
Wow.
You know, I've been thinking, and I really let the meatball inside. I've let it build. Somehow, with a four-game winning streak, I've become an entitled Bears fan, an entitled meatball. But I'm, like, really mad at that victory. I'm, like, really upset because we should have hung, like, 50 on them. I should have been celebrating and just loving this victory because the offense had multiple touchdowns, throwing, running, this and that. I'm not hitting the panic button on Caleb, but he's dropping his eyes, and I don't like what I see. Irks me that we won this way. It's not impressive. Our passing attack is broken, and I'm terrified. This is a false positive 4-2. Like, not happy, and Ben Johnson was not happy.
An entitled meatball.
I love it because that means you have raised your floor. You have raised your standard. 4-2, but 4-2 not the way you want it. I get it. I know you get it.
I get it. He's seen it the way Caleb saw it. Caleb saw it. Caleb gets it. It's what Caleb said yesterday. He understands that if he's good, the team can be really good. And then, as I like to say, greed is good. It's okay. You don't have to come on here and give the disclaimer that you're entitled. You should be greedy. Sports fans are allowed to be greedy, especially in this city.
My meatball guy before him, dollar store Sonic and Knuckles is what he said.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, I know they're not Sonic and Knuckles, but let's not have them out here Timu-ing through it.
Carry on, Robbie.
Oh, when the Bears march down the field. Oh, when the Bears march down the field, they're gonna get a four-game win streak. When those Bears march down the field, okay, I said the Bears, I said the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, they are the Bears. They're marching down that field today, and you're gonna be happy when they're winning. And you really enjoy the way they play. Oh, yeah.
Bears. So the first two callers set me up to believe that he was going to say something. So when the Bears march down the field, they're going to settle for a field goal. That's what I was thinking. But I'm glad it didn't go that way. But that's what I was thinking.
No. Well done. Can you get a five in a row? Do I hear a five in a row? It's going to be tough. You could tell we are struggling here, folks, to get the Bears to five straight wins. We are hurting in terms of getting the Bears to five in a row, but we are not hurting on this next meatball.
Oh, when the Saints.
Oh, no. Another one.
Come marching in. I guess Caleb's not interested. I'm watching middle of the third quarter right now, and he doesn't have a touchdown pass. Why are we struggling with the Saints, man? Good God.
Must have been 20 to 14 at that time. That's my guess.
Yeah.
That's the third quarter. That sounds like the third quarter to me.
Yeah. There was a struggle there. Yeah. And I get it. That musical edition is what I expected the first musical rendition to sound like.
Yeah. More like that. Boy, a lot of people. Because like we said at the beginning of the show, don't bury your heads in the sands, Bears fans, because you've seen it. You've seen good defense, good running. Now add the quarterback. That's all we ever ask. Robbie?
My first attempt at the meatball machine.
Good luck with your first crap.
I just have one question. How do we have the best play caller, the best quarterback in the 2024 draft, allegedly, but somehow we still have the Lovie Smith Bears? I'm not complaining. A win is a win. But how are we the Lovie Smith Bears today?
Okay, so he's right. I get where he's coming from. The answer is because it's just Caleb Williams' second year in the NFL. He hasn't gotten through his second season in the NFL. That's why. It is a work in progress.
Yeah.
Everyone breathe deeply and be patient. Be patient while still celebrating 4-2 on the way to getting to somewhere great. It's 4-2 and you're not even playing that well. That's good.
Yeah, but be real along the way too because it's got to get better. Next.
The running game was so good. Holy no, it's like solid. If Swift even breaks 5-4 yards up the middle run, that's you know you're having a good day. And Caleb was, well, I mean, he was back there. He was certainly the quarterback of the Chicago Bears on that game. He was definitely back there, I think. He was back there.
I think part of the reason, too, for the disappointment just in yesterday's game for Caleb is everybody thought that would be an easy game for him to just get the 300 because it's the Aints.
He did not get the 200, let alone the 300.
Get 200.
He's going to need about a 300 to get back on pace for 4,000 yards.
Very true. We got time for one more, or are we out of here? We got one more meatball.
I'm super happy that we won 4 consecutive games. When is the last time that we've done that?
Last year.
The defense is playing great.
2018.
We're getting multiple turnovers in every game. These past 4 games. The run game is finally coming together. But our quarterback is the one that's holding us back. Imagine that. I think we may have taken the wrong guy.
Wow. I mean,
the way they're willing to put up the white flag.
I'm not there.
It's crazy.
I'm very critical of Caleb. I am not they picked the wrong quarterback club. Mm-mm.
You can't be on board with Ben Johnson and his decision to come here, knowing that he came here in large part because of the quarterback that was available to him, and not give him a chance to get the quarterback where he and you, the fans, want him to be.
Marshall, coming up next, we get to talk to the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Lawrence Holmes is here. Matt Spiegel is here. We will transition with them coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.